Final hour of the year here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We got a little TD Tuesday action for you coming up here in about 20 minutes. And I'm curious, what's the best thing that you watched this year? Your favorite thing you watched this year? Maybe it was a movie. Maybe it was a show. Maybe it was some type of comedy special. Whatever it is, 877-881-1053. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation. Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, and Lucius Alexander sending you into the new year. We'll get you some Fan After Dark coming up here in just a little bit. Perhaps Fred and Blake will be joining us here in the next 20 or 30 minutes or so. Now, what would you say, Broaddus? Because for me, I'd have to go with The Penguin as the best thing I watched this year. And then I would probably throw the Tom Brady roast in the mix, because that was pretty much 10 out of 10 hilarious. Those would be my two votes. Brady roast and The Penguin. Best two things I watched this year. Lucius, you've probably got just a laundry list of awesome things that you've consumed this year. Do you have anything that stands out?
My short-term memory is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But there's a show called The Industry that I probably haven't talked about on the station.
Okay.
But, man, I've been watching The Industry. It's on HBO. I absolutely love it. It's about some young stock traders getting into their life. You know, it's like their first step of their life and how that goes. So darn good, bro.
Any, let's see. Okay, Sarah Goldberg, I'm familiar with her. Kit Harington, isn't that one of the Game of Thrones guys?
I mean, you would know better than me.
I think so. Okay, look at that.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
On HBO.
The Industry.
90% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty strong. Okay, and you're in the midst of that right now? You're currently watching that
season
show?
Season 3. Yeah. I only watch for Yasmin, really. Oh, my God.
Oh, Yazzie. Oh, yeah, Yasmin, I see her. Man. Marissa Abella is her real life name.
I'll be looking at the screen like, it just doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, she's a winner right there. I'll tell you what, I did watch that game show. It was like the game show love story with the serial killer dude that you had mentioned a while back. It's on Netflix, and it's based on a true story.
Yes,
serial killer dude from like the 70s or 80s who ends up on a dating game show, and he was killing all sorts of chicks for a long time. That movie absolutely had me shaking in my boots a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I can't remember what it's called now, but it's on Netflix. And that one was pretty good. Lucius recommended it a few months ago. But that's a scary one.
I'm just totally against the scary movie. I'm not going to watch anything that's, I mean, I way
serial
back,
killer stuff like
Woman of the Hour.
Thank you.
Anna Kendrick. It's really good.
I'll tell you this thing that, you know, recently we talked about The Jackal. That was good to watch. It's so weird that you guys watch so many shows and stuff. And I'm always so late to like, oh wow, Ozark. Well, you know, I like waited 5 years before I watched it, kind of a thing, or Breaking Bad or something like that. I thought when you asked that question, you were thinking of sporting events. Like, what was were you thinking of that at all? Or was it just,
it crossed my mind of like the Mavericks.
Are you talking about, the Mavericks or, cause I was sitting there thinking about LSU beating Ole Miss was a great game that went into overtime and all. I'm really late to the party when it comes to all these like HBO things and, you know, those kinds of shows that are into that area.
For
The Penguin was excellent. I think you're absolutely right about the penguin.
Penguin was phenomenal.
The Penguin I thought was excellent. I'm trying to get into The Landman, you know, about the
with
Billy Bob Thornton.
I've heard great things about that.
Yeah, I've been watching that too.
What That's do you think? Strong. I mean, is it
it took a long break during the holidays, so I haven't got back on the latest episode, but everyone I've watched so far was pretty good.
Yeah. I think there's some really good stuff that people are doing, but man, when you asked the question, I was immediately thinking of like sporting events.
I love it.
And I was thinking of Mavs that run in the basketball.
Beautiful. You know, no, for sure. That Mavericks run was fantastic. Same with the Stars.
The
run.
Stars. That's, I mean, it was every other night you were doing something there with the two teams.
Yeah, that was a testing of the stamina during the Stars and Mavericks at, like you said, every night. Yeah. Up into the wee hours. Let's see. We have 817 Top Gun Maverick in the last season of Yellowstone. Yeah. Their favorite things they watched this year. Another 817, the Bob Marley movie. And then 972, Those About to Die on Peacock.
Yeah.
I tried to get into that, but I fell asleep. It looks like it's going to be pretty good, though.
Yeah, that can happen. I mean, yeah. It's no indictment on the show. Things get a little bit late. I mean, honestly, do you envision yourself staying up until midnight tonight? Do you think that's in the cards for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I like to see the ball drop in New York City. I think that's pretty cool, you know? So yes, get my walk in. I got to do a podcast after this, get my walk in and then get something to eat and watch the ball drop.
So you're going to walk at night?
I walk every night, 9 o'clock at night.
You got like mace or something with you?
No, I just walk. I think I'm pretty big. I think I can handle myself.
He's got Cam with him, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, do you wear like reflectors or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, white hat and white sleeves. And yeah, I mean, you can see me. I'm, like I say, I walk along there. I've got a route. I've got all that, you know, through the neighborhood.
I'm glad you're wearing like reflective stuff and things that people can see, because there's a guy that runs by my neighborhood all black, bro. Black dude in all black.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's cold and he wears like the poo shiesty mask. Oh, and he's like, bro, what? And he's running through the parking lots and stuff. I'm like, come on, bro.
That is dangerous,
come on,
bro.
What are you doing?
When I see car lights, I stop and I get over. I stop on the side. I don't like, but I'll walk in the street. I don't walk in the sidewalk, but I walk along
I just want you to be safe, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game, Broadus.
I'm good.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, look who it is. Swaggering into the studio with his Starbucks coffee. It is our very own Fan After Dark, Mr. Fred Davis.
Hey, Freddie.
Yes, sir.
I heard or I saw that you won the standing room.
Damn right I did.
Congratulations, Fred.
Are you going to give him the Blake?
No, of course not. I'm just doing it out of spite, to be honest with you. I really didn't want to win. I could care less, but I did win. And
you put your name in just to try and
just
take
it. I wanted to see what the – because Blake, or a.k.a. David, couldn't keep winning.
Yeah.
Like, how many times was David Elliott going to win?
Every home game, he was winning two tickets.
This dude just won't stop winning.
Yeah.
So I threw my name in the ring, and then I tried to give him to my cousin. You know, he's a Dallas cop.
Sure.
12 o'clock, I say, hey, bro, you want these tickets? Let me see what I got going on this weekend. Bro, you're a cop. What do you mean what you got going on this weekend? You're either, you know, beating up on dudes or you're going to be off on Sunday. Like, what are we talking about? So,
welcome to the program, Fred. Are you a birth certificate Fred? Or are you Frederick?
I am
or
plain
you
old F-R-E-D, bro.
Okay.
F-R-E-D.
What's the best thing that you watched this year?
I heard you guys talk about that right as I was coming in. I got to go with you, man. I thought Penguin was tremendous.
Yeah.
I thought between the girl that played, what's her name? Sophia?
Yes,
Falcone.
Falcone.
She did a super job. Super job.
Locked in, dog. Yeah.
Ain't never made eyes look so good.
Yeah.
And then you guys talked about Landman. Landman's not bad. Having been in the oil and gas business, you know, and plus Billy Bob. Can you really go wrong with Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
His wife's obnoxious. Thank God she's gorgeous. But outside of that, it's, you know.
Oh, in the show?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that yet, but I see
daughter's
clips all over the
too.
Place.
Yeah,
I've seen the clip. One clip with his daughter.
Some Plano 8s jarring. And Plano 9s right there.
Yeah. I actually have the boardrooms. It's the best fast food chains in America for 2024. Chick-fil-A has dominated this for many, many years. But apparently, in March, you had Chick-fil-A announcing that they would be shifting away from the antibiotic-free chicken due to supply chain issues, and that dropped Chick-fil-A from their perennial number one spot in the fast food world to now
shocking.
Number three. This is voted on by the American people.
They're the New York Giants of they just decide to win a game and get dropped in the rankings, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
You had the number one slot, and you decided to do something different. And you got dropped down.
You shot yourself in the foot there. This is according to the American people, the top fast food chains. If this was just in the great state, we know that Whataburger would be number one. Unfortunately, it's not in the top 10 for the U.S. of A. It's a little bit still of a niche fast food chain. Arby's comes in at number 10.
I mean, how's that even? This list is already faulty.
Are you anti Arby's? I was for a long time until Broadus brought me the beef and cheddar.
Arby's
pretty much. I was always
good,
like,
bro.
curly fries, chocolate shake. Otherwise, I don't need anything else. And then I had the beef and cheddar. Yeah. And then I had the fish fillet or whatever.
Brought the fish fillet in.
Actually,
yeah.
Pretty dang good. I'm on Arby's.
The only thing
now.
I'll say about Arby's is this. Because, look, I grew up drinking Jamocha shakes. It is so uber dependent on the location.
Okay.
Like, I think more so than, and maybe Burger King gets thrown in that mix too, but I promise you, I've been to Arby's, and maybe it was because it was at a truck stop. I don't know. So, like, take that for what it's worth. Maybe the worst roast beef sandwich.
Bro, you trip.
I am a Jamocha shake, curly fry, roast beef sandwich guy, but I'm telling you what, it was rough. It was rough. So I've heard too many of the bad things about Arby's. I mean, I'll still eat it. I'm just saying. 10 seems yeah, a little 10 seems a little high.
You'll eat anything. Arby's, by the way,
why is he still potted up, Lucius?
Did you guys know the Arby's thing? Like it's supposed to stand for roast beef, like RB, roast beef, Arby's.
I mean, that sounds
I didn't know that that was their deal.
That's weed.
Lucius shaking his head no there.
Yeah, I never heard that, bro.
I'd never heard that either, but I mean, what is there a Mr. Arby floating around?
I mean, I'm surprised. So no love for the Jamocha shake?
No.
Really?
I mean, you know, that's your business. I've never had one. I don't.
So you're an Arby's guy? And you never had a Jamocha shake?
No. I can't do the shakes at Arby's. I'm already putting on all the pounds when I'm eating. I can't do the shakes too at the same time. Next time see the way my gut is set up.
Hey,
see,
give yourself one cheat meal and give yourself a Jamocha shake. You'll be glad you did.
Those curly fries are incredible.
Yeah, they are. They're phenomenal.
What about the Arby's sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mess around with it.
Yeah.
940 says Chick-fil-A changed their fries in November as well. They added pea starch and they suck now. I didn't know that. So maybe Chick-fil-A is trending trending in the wrong direction. Zaxby's comes in at number 9.
That's a Carolina's. They're like are they chicken?
Yeah, it's chicken.
Yeah. They're
it's fried chicken.
They're Atlantic Coast. Yeah. Atlantic Coast people, yeah. I think. Zaxby's.
Popeye's at number 8. Tried and true.
I tell you what, man. I need to try that basket that Dawson was talking about.
The tackle box?
Yeah, I've never had that. But I mean, every time I walk in, I'm thinking, I'm going to get that. But I get the same thing. You know?
What is your go-to? Just chicken sandwich?
Chicken sandwich.
Dude, their chicken sandwich is just... Wrong.
Well, I mean, it caused a meltdown a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a crazy time.
Their chicken sandwich.
That's your go-to?
Mine?
At Popeye's? You don't go for chicken on the bone?
No, I don't, Lucy, because you know me, I'm weird about, I have to eat the chicken cold.
Cold chicken, yeah.
Like, you order a box and let it sit there overnight, and the next day, I'll eat it for breakfast. I will absolutely eat it for
breakfast. I'll do the same thing. I'm here for some cold chicken. But I do love their chicken sandwich so much. I do think it's really the best of the game.
Yeah.
Did y'all pull up for a chicken sandwich and strips at Popeye's, but not chicken on the bone? That's amazing.
Don't get me wrong. Before the chicken sandwich.
That's damn amazing.
I feel ashamed right now, but you know what? I'll accept it, Lucius, from you.
I've two-piece Tuesdayed a ton in my day, but ever since they welcomed the sandwich into the game,
changed
now
everything.
Like, yeah, I'll get two or three of those bad boys. Heck, they had that, it was like a smoked one or like an oven roasted one or whatever.
Did it go grilled for a minute?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was really good. It was a bit like a Cajun smoked, the Popeye's Black, and thank you, 214, the Popeye's Blackened Chicken Sandwich. That thing is also freaking fantastic. And I don't even know if it's on the everyday menu, if that was like a specialty item for a while, but I did have plenty of them. They were fire. Taco Bell's at number 7. Captain D's. It's like a fish place.
Fish place.
God.
Is that like a Long John Silver's?
They're not. I mean, how are they even still around?
Captain D's is number 6.
Okay. Like, where can you find a Captain
D's? I've never heard of
them. Next to one of those A&W root beer places.
Seriously.
That they have.
Oh, they share a building?
Yeah, they're like those Yum brands.
Right. It is a Yum brand, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot
they got plenty
that.
Of grease on Captain D's food, I'll tell
damn
you.
Damn right they
plenty
do.
Plenty of grease, dog.
You guys were shaming
can
those
Can I get
folks?
A dip and grease on the side, please?
Yeah. Like, can I get those little bits? Yeah. Can I get the little bits?
Captain D's.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'd never heard of them, but...
You can just drizzle some of that on there for me and a little grease. Thank you.
Number 5 is Hardee's. Still never had Hardee's in my whole life. That's like the Carl's Jr. thing,
yes,
too.
That's a burger place.
Never had them.
That's a Carolina. That's a Georgia, Carolina place, yeah.
And then now, Carl's Jr.'s West Coast, correct?
Right.
Okay, that's
right.
What I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it, does it hold up?
It's okay.
I'm not familiar with their taste.
I kind of throw them and Checkers and all those people in the same class.
Remember that, well, and of course, you're not a big TV guy, but you remember the late 90s, early 2000s, they had that big campaign where the hot chicks were eating hamburgers?
Yes.
It was Hardee's. It was Hardee's Carl's Jr.
Oh, really?
They kind of spearheaded that back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So
it had Paris Hilton eating, and it would just get all over and everything.
Spilling everywhere.
She's like all over. She's like on a car.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Let's see here. 469 says we got a brand new Captain D's here in the Metroplex.
Impossible.
Where? Where?
On 30 and Broadway.
This sounds like an off-brand.
30 and Broadway.
This is like Lieutenant D's or something.
There's a Captain D's in Burleson as well.
If it was close, I'd get it for us.
That tracks.
Captain D's, Forest Hill. Mm. A lot of Captain D lovers out here on the text, speaking highly of it.
You're a Captain D.
Pause, man. What the hell?
I appreciate that, Broadus.
What the hell?
Take that as a compliment.
You're a Captain D. You're a D on the focus on that.
You're Mount Rushmore, best fast food chains in America, with the obvious omission of Whataburger. It's really disheartening. But number four is In-N-Out Burger. Number three is going to be Chick-fil-A. Yeah. How about KFC at number two?
I'll tell you
KFC
what,
over Popeyes.
Let me tell you what, they came up with those bowls, with everything in the bowl stuff.
Yeah.
That changed my
Game
life.
Changer.
Yeah. It's everything. You look at the menu like, man, I want all that. And they just put it in a bowl. Give it. Yeah. Let's go.
860.
You get like a four piece at that joint. You pay like $38. KFC do not play with them prices.
Let me tell you what, though, Lucius, I'll do it every time.
Yeah.
If you give me those sides and all that, now their coleslaw needs to step up the game.
Has it fallen off?
It's not what it needs to be. Better coleslaw.
First time I heard a spork was over at KFC. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, them and Taco Bell.
That's right.
Captain D's in Bolt Springs, 635. We got 15th and 75, Captain D's. Captain D in Duncanville.
Everywhere but here.
Captain D's off Lake June.
I know they don't have one in Louisville, so that I can attest to.
Captain D's is a fantastic standalone restaurant, says the 214. There's one in Mesquite, one in North Richland Hills as well. There's a Captain D's in Grand Prairie, according to the 817.
Yep. Right off of Great Southwest.
I can't believe that I'm just not familiar with their game at all. Okay, what about the Slim Chicken's place? That's the other one that I drive by and I really want to try.
Never been there.
Never tried Slim Chickens?
Never been to Slim Chickens.
They got a handful throughout the Metroplex. So KFC was number two, and then number one. How about this? Del Taco. Number one fast food chain in America, according to Americans.
Can't say the last time I went to one. Did we vote for Taco Bell? Were they in there?
Yeah Taco like Bell was number seven. Like
okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just behind Captain D's.
Who's five?
Five was the Hardee's.
Okay, that's right.
And then you got In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A.
I think In-N-Out's pretty good myself.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly on the short list of if I'm looking for a quick burger.
Yeah.
If Whataburger's not in striking distance.
I finally ate one when I got up here. I mean, it's good. You know, I mean,
disrespectful.
I wasn't like, oh my God, I got to eat this again. Like, what have I been missing all my life?
When are you talking about Whataburger?
In-N-Out.
Oh, you're talking about
In-N-Out. Whataburger.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Whataburger.
Look, I'll go to bat for Whataburger.
About to run you out of town.
Yeah, no, I'll go to Whataburger all day, every day. In-N-Out was what I didn't get the whole...
Understood.
You know?
I'll tell you, I think the burger's good. I think Jack in the Box is my favorite.
Wow.
All time, just burgers.
He loves their tacos.
The tacos.
Like the burgers, $2?
The burgers, the tacos, they got a great menu. They really, in my opinion, do for fast food.
The 512 is alleging that Slim Chickens has the best macaroni and cheese you'll ever have.
Somebody, I've heard something else about they got good sides over there at Slim Chickens.
Streets Chickens. Have you ever been to Streets?
No.
Man, it's got good mac and cheese, too.
Wow. All right. Well, there it is.
Something new today.
As we continue the 2024 year in review here in the G-Bag Nation for the final time in 2024, let's go Motorboat and the best touchdowns from the NFL and college football weekend next year in the nation.
Second and 10 at the Dallas 43. Howell's back, throws it.
Oh, look out.
Picked off! It's Bland! He's got one man to beat at the 20. He cuts left. He breaks the tackle at the 10. He did it! Again!
There's your Dallas Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Segment here in the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. And if you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. All right, we are closing down here the year 2024 in the G-Bag Nation. We'll get Dawson and Wolchuk back in the saddle on Thursday.
Then you and I leave?
Then we take our 2 week sabbatical and prepare our bodies for the NFL playoffs and whatnot. Obviously got college football playoff action starting here momentarily with Penn State and Boise State. And then we get the rest of the matchups tomorrow. Tomorrow's a day I'm looking forward to, man. Tomorrow's going to be just a fun day of grilling, chilling, and soaking in the college football playoff.
I think Boise is wearing the same uniforms they wore the last time they played in the Fiesta Bowl.
The Fiesta Bowl when they beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think they're wearing their same suits.
Hey, superstitious, man. I get it.
Gotta love it.
It's the new year time. Fred, do you have any bold college football playoff predictions?
No, I mean, look, I think Oregon's going to take care of business tomorrow.
There you go, me too.
I really do. I think it will be a good game. I mean, it is Ohio State. And I think you can only be told, if you're Ryan Day, like, and look, I get it. You're trying. It's social media. You try not to. You know, everybody says they're going to just zone it out. But I mean,
you can't help it.
You can't.
Not at that place. You can't. No.
And so I'll be really curious to see just how that Ohio State. Now, if they were to win tomorrow, would I be shocked? No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, this is a. You know, you hate to say this is like a what's the word I'm looking for here? You know, like a referendum on Matt on Day, but you kind of feel like it is a little bit tomorrow, right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, you know, look, all the flack from a couple weeks ago, get you know the first take, the Kirk Herbstreit stuff, the can't beat Michigan 4 or 5 years in a row. So I'm gonna be real curious to see how this Ohio State team comes out tomorrow.
So yeah, same here, man. I think that, they are in the pressure cooker right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And Dan Lanning has the opportunity to sell his team on the bulletin board material of being the underdog in this game.
Which is crazy.
And I think he's going to have those guys coming out ready to play. Going to be a lot of fun, though, tonight. And we'll see if Ashton Jeanty can put the team on his back one more time versus Penn State.
I'll tell you what, man. You couldn't imagine a better college football setting than the Rose Bowl.
Oh,
how many
for
times,
sure.
How many times we watch the Rose Bowl and you're just amazed when that thing goes to dusk and then dark and you're like...
Phenomenal
grass
aesthetic,
looks
dude.
Just beautiful. The team's uniforms look great. You know, it's just a pristine college football.
It's still the greatest, I mean... I'm 43. It's still the greatest college football game I've ever seen.
With the Texas one?
UT and USC.
Yeah.
I mean, that was by far to this day, I don't know that I've seen a better football game back and forth, especially with the number of pros that were there. Yeah. My question for you two is this. Are you as surprised, just looking through Twitter, reading stuff today, a lot of folks are expecting Notre Dame to handle their business tomorrow?
Yes, dude, I am surprised
like
by that.
Like, that sea change of Georgia can't be stopped, wait till they get to the playoff, Notre Dame's never done anything, to now suddenly tomorrow they're the hot team.
That's the Subway alum. That's the guys and gals that have never stepped foot on Notre Dame's campus.
Okay.
And they're Notre Dame fans.
That's the Shane Gillises of the world?
Yeah. And no offense.
Yeah.
I'm not, no disrespect, it's your team, good for you. That Notre Dame always has... the expectations of their Notre Dame.
Boy, he always feels that
Georgia,
way.
Georgia, and it could be too, because Georgia playing with a backup quarterback, but like I've said earlier, I've seen a lot of Georgia defense on tape already.
Yeah.
Notre Dame is going to have to be ready to deal with that speed, and they're going to have to be ready to deal with these guys that will run you down. You know, you can't.
Notre Dame was built for comfort, but Georgia's bringing that
Notre
speed.
Notre Dame has better speed. Notre Dame has had better speed. You know, as the years, as that independent where they were playing like a Big Ten schedule.
Right.
They played like a Big Ten team.
Yeah.
They've done a better job of playing in the ACC, understanding that they have to be faster to play Florida State and to play the Miamis and to play the North Carolina. They've had to play that way. Clemson.
Would you say that's the one thing, was it Marcus Freeman? Would you say that's the one thing he's done a really good job of? Because I felt like when watching them, granted it was second week of the season when they beat Texas A&M, like that was one thing that stood out to me was just how fast Notre Dame looked.
They've had to improve because they've known that. They've gone, remember with Brian Kelly, they played games against Alabama and just gotten embarrassing. Well,
you remember what Manti Te'o said?
Yeah.
He said, watching them walk through the tunnel, he said, oh, this is going to be a long day.
Yeah. So I'm to the point. I think Georgia is a better. I think Georgia's experience and their coaching staff's experience
will make the difference.
Will help them in this game.
I agree.
Even though they don't have the quarterback, Notre Dame probably has the advantage of quarterback. I think overall, Georgia's defense could give Notre Dame problems.
If Notre Dame's hanging around in the last, half part of the fourth quarter, you like Notre Dame's chances? If they can hang around, right?
I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah,
I do. I think I what my hope is that Georgia doesn't just play conservative football on offense.
Right.
Because their quarterback all of a sudden now, they've had time to get this guy ready to play.
He's had a month.
His teammates, it's not like he has to get ready in 2 days and go play.
Exactly.
They've had a chance to have a game plan. And I think they'll be ready for Notre Dame.
I agree.
Really do.
Yeah, and again, Notre Dame missing their best defensive player, Riley Mills, in the interior of that defensive line. That's going to be a huge factor in this game. I like Georgia to get the dub. All right, we have Fred Davis in studio, and for the final time in 2024, let's go motorboating. Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak. And we start at Northwest Stadium, the poorly named stadium for the Commanders, as it was the Falcons and Michael Penix looking to tie it up late in the game. Here's Penix with quite the seed.
London and Pitts to the left.
Showing pressure.
Penix straight drop. Throws. End zone. It is caught. Kyle Pitts. Touchdown Atlanta.
He ties it up. They send that bad boy to overtime, but Jaden Daniels will have something to say about that coming up here in just a moment. Let's go back to Christmas Day. Christmas TDs. Does it get any better than that? I say no, especially when it's Lamar Jackson. Is he the MVP? Is he not the MVP? I think it's likely.
Play action. Lamar rolls right, pumps once, pumps twice. Now he steps back. Backpedaling, fires to the end zone, touchdown, Isaiah Likely, and Lamar Jackson does it again.
That's who he is. It's what he does. Getting it done in a big way. What are you looking at over there, Broadus?
I was just watching Boise come out for this, and their player running with the flag fell.
No.
Hilarious.
Did you see him, Lucius?
No.
Hilarious.
Oh, that is not how you want to come out of the gates here. That's foreshadowing. Penn State by a million.
Ashton Ginty had the sledgehammer. He was running, and the guy behind him just fell. Like he tripped.
Just like OU coming out the tunnel.
Oh, no.
I cannot wait to see a replay of this. It's got to get onto the internet here in a matter of seconds. Is not how you want to start your playoff night coming like out of the gates that way.
You got the blow dart got him.
Someone picked him off right there.
The jackal.
Dude, death by blow dart. If you're a master with the blow dart, kudos to you, man. Yeah. Are we still doing blow darts? I haven't seen death by blow dart headline all year. That's for sure.
I think
the next one will be the first one.
I think there's been some blow darts we've used. Yeah,
there's a dart in your neck.
All right, let's go to the Broncos Radio Network. Big Bo Nix to the local legend, 67 air yards. Next Gen's never seen a touchdown like this.
What? Oh, I think we have.
Nope. I don't know. This doesn't sound like there's going to be a clip.
It's
here.
All right. It's all right. Wait, yeah, go ahead. No. Yeah. Oh, I screwed up.
Okay.
That was Bo Nix talking about the touchdown. And we don't care what he has to say about it. We just want to hear what happened. It was a great touchdown. Marvin Mims.
Nix back to pass.
Marvin Mims. Go ahead. Brought us.
Nix back to pass. Protection's excellent. Marvin Mims down the sideline. It's going to be a touchdown. Broncos!
We got it!
There we go! Yeah!
Broncos Radio Network with the call. Let's go to Buffalo, where Josh Allen found himself.
Dave Logan on the call there.
Some Mr. Amari Cooper.
Pistol look. Allen takes the snap. Back to pass. Pocket collapsing. Throws down the right sideline looking for Cooper! What a catch by Amari! Super Cooper! with a leaping 30-yard touchdown reception. My goodness.
Super Cooper.
Super Cooper. Like it.
Did Brad Sham ever bust out a Super Cooper on us? I don't think so.
No. I don't think
That's
so.
That's very original from the Bills Radio Network.
Very, very original.
All right, now we head to Carolina. Adam Thielen, man. It was a turn back the clock game for this fella. Bryce Young, Pater.
First down and 10 from the Tampa 40. Empty set, trips left. There's the shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Young with time. Sends it deep downfield for Thielen.
Touchdown.
Makes the catch in the end zone for a Carolina touchdown.
Jake, you got it alone with the color analysis bringing it. life to the broadcast.
Touchdown.
Friend of the pregame show, he would have probably not voted for Saquon Barkley as the MVP.
Didn't ask
he
him.
Knows ball. Maybe this next guy is going to be the MVP. How about this walk-off style? After Bo Nix did his thing, and you heard the phenomenal call from the Broncos there, 67 yards. Let's go to overtime. Let's go Joe Burrow to the free agent to be Mr. Higgins.
The Bengals trying to win it from the 3-yard line of Denver. Burrow looking to throw his pass. It is caught by T. Higgins. Yeah. Touchdown.
Over. It's over.
Bengals. And the final playoff spot in the AFC will not be decided until the final week of the regular season. The Cincinnati Bengals are still alive as Joe Burrow hits T. Higgins for a game-winning touchdown.
Dave Lapham with the clarification in real time, just so you know, that overtime touchdown means the Bengals have won the football game. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
It's over.
Monday Night Football. It's Detroit. It's Ben Johnson just completely coaching at the height of confidence. Here we go with a nice hook and lateral for Patert.
There's the snap. Niners rush forward. Goff, quick throw, got it complete. Ooh. And it's a lateral back this time down the right sideline. And it's Jameson Williams who's going to walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Pass to Amon-Ra, flipped it back to J-Mo, and J-Mo takes it to the house.
Congratulations to the Detroit Lions playing their tails off all season long, and now they have a chance to be the 5 seed in the NFC.
That's the crazy part, right? I
mean, that is.
Wouldn't it be a kick in the teeth if you're a Lions fan?
Yes, dude.
Greatest season of your life. And if you lose to Minnesota on Sunday night, you're dropping to the 5th.
I saw a stat about the Detroit defense. In the month of December, they're giving up almost 8 yards per play defensively, which is a record-setting yards per play in the month of December in the Super Bowl era.
That's absurd.
That is just a sad, sad situation. All the marbles versus the Vikings going up this week. That's going to be awesome. Let's keep it in the NFC North. It's the Packers. It's Jordan Love. It's a useless TD, but here he goes.
Looks left, throws left side, diving, grab. Is it a catch? It is a touchdown! A touchdown, Malik Heath! They beat Stephon Gilmore!
There it is, Jordan Love with a touchdown to Malik Heath. Not a household name, but it was quite the grab. We're underway, by the way, in
Tempe.
In Tempe? Yeah, that's right. The Fiesta Bowl there.
Glendale.
Is it Glendale?
It is Glendale.
Yeah, it's Glendale.
Tempe's where it used to be, right?
State
Farm Stadium. Is that what we're playing at nowadays?
Did they change it from the University of Phoenix Stadium?
I think it's State Farm now.
Okay.
I think it is. I could be way, way wrong.
It's the house that Kyler built. Isn't that what they call it over in Arizona?
It's out there in Nowhereville. Yeah.
All right. Now we move on up to Minnesota. It is Sam Darnold, who Fred Davis is alleging should be an MVP candidate.
I absolutely am.
Blasphemous.
Yes.
But here goes Broadus's favorite wide receiver in a draft a couple of years ago, Mr. Jordan Addison.
Play action, and Sam throws to the right, throws to Addison. Caught! Touchdown! Jordan Addison with his ninth receiving touchdown this year. The Vikings have a 19-3 lead.
There it is, Vikings Radio Network with the call. We head to New York with the Giants and the worst win of the season, perhaps. Drew Lock having an out-of-body experience. Malik Nabers is the real deal, and here he goes in the fourth quarter.
Lock takes the snap, rolls right, hits it. Runs out of the tackle. He's at midfield. Down the right sideline to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Malik Nabers, 59 yards. And today has truly been a beautiful day
in Malik's neighborhood.
Okay.
Our buddy Bob Papa with the
Bob
call.
Bob Papa.
He can do no wrong, say no wrong in my book.
No.
Great call.
Yep.
Great moment. Congratulations to the Giants getting that victory. Giants fans all around the world. What, I mean, you love winning football games, right? All right, let's close things down with another division rival. It's walk-off style. Mr. Daniels to my Balzac Ertz.
Two tight ends to the left. Here's the staff. He's going to throw forward. He does. Into the end zone.
What a catch.
Zach Ertz, who wants to go to the playoffs? Touchdown once again. They win it overtime. We'll see you in the postseason.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rare double voice crack touchdown call. Right. But when you're headed to the postseason, man, after all that the Commanders have been
go
through
for
the last 20 plus years, congrats to them. All right. That'll do it for the final TD Tuesday of 2024. We crosstalk with the Fan After Dark next here in the nation. Looks like Blake Elliott's New Year's resolution was not showing up to work on time.
Well, he's got 9 minutes. And you know, the nice thing is we're done at 10.
Oh, you guys are off at 10
we're
tonight?
We're off at 10.
Oh, because you guys got parties to get to, right?
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, my living room counts as one, but I mean, I was thinking about going to see a comedian, but then it got sold out, and I was just like, whatever. Do
Which
I really
comedian?
Want to drive to Fort Worth? Lucius played one of his clips not too long ago. A guy by the name of Quinn Dale. White dude, out of California.
Like, I'm trying. Damn it, Dale.
I can't think of
Quinn Dale.
Q, well, obviously not Quinn spell, Q-U-I-N-N, and then D-A-L-E, but I think he might spell it D-A-H-L-E. But funny dude, he'll be at Hyenas tonight, and he's got two shows, one at 8:30, one at 10:45. So I was going to do the 10:45, but he sold it out. So
oh, good for him.
It happens.
All right,
it
very happens. Good, very good.
But he's got 8 minutes. I mean, if we got to go solo, we got to go solo.
Have you ever done a solo show before?
Yeah. So when I was in Houston, there was this Woe Be Gone radio network. You may have heard of. I mean, they say it was national. We got like one call every 6 days. But yeah, I always do single solo radio show. Worst, I tell you what, too. I think it was New Year's Eve, actually.
It's the anniversary.
Back in my drinking days. And I went out and got white boy wasted because that's what I did back then and had to do a show the next day. And it was a 5-hour show solo.
5 hours. Wow. Who in the hell would do 5 hours?
I couldn't imagine anybody.
That's
having
some rookie level stuff.
God,
dude. 5 hours radio, you're a dumbass.
We had I had Sean Salisbury come on. I think he talked for like 30 minutes. I just, you know, just keep going. Like
yeah.
I'm burning through breaks. I mean, it's a Monday. It was like the day. It was New Year's Day. No,
how many drunken shows have you done in your career?
Like where I was drunk or just hung over the next day?
No, I'm talking about in the mix.
No, just a handful. It was more so like I know when me and my boy Teddy J were on, we used to get a little crunctified and then do radio the next day.
Penn State fans getting crunctified right now. Tyler Warren, the tight end who wears number 44 with
boy,
11
yard
touchdown. There's your first touchdown of round two of the college football playoff, ladies and gentlemen. Penn State up early on Boise. How about that?
Well, and you missed it. That just disgusting field goal.
My gosh.
Boise State.
If Boise has to kick a field goal to win this, we might be
in
trouble.
He's hosting a show drunk tonight. Is that what it is?
Well, he's kicking drunk. You may want to see if Ashton Genty can kick because that was. I said, well, maybe he got blocked.
No,
he just shanked it. Like,
wow. It's just
off to the left.
Dead
so.
Pole.
469 says that the TD Tuesday intro is the dumbest intro on the entire station. I mean, that's up for worst take of the year.
Happy
getting it
leader,
in right
man.
There at the Damn. Finish line. Congratulations, 469. You're in the running.
Throwing. I mean,
unbelievable.
Throwing smoke at the end of the year, huh?
Are you pumped for whatever team is going to be able to get Zeke to ride him 3.1 yards at a time?
I'm really glad you asked me that because I wanted to ask you two this because, if Blake decides to show up tonight, I'm going to ask him. Where are we at with Zeke in the pantheon of, like, cowboy? I dare say legend?
People had Julius Jones ahead of him when we were talking about that earlier today on the text.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, again, I'll defer to you, but I just know as a football fan on the outside looking in, like, I don't know that, like, the NFL world at large is sitting there going to themselves, like, yes, I will always think of Zeke as a cowboy legend. Like, I just don't. I mean, was he a good cowboy running back? Yes. Great at times? Yes. But I don't know that, the football world and as a whole is going to say to themselves, man, I'm ranking him in, as a top five or one of the all-time greats when it comes to Cowboy running back.
It was just, it was flash in the pan, sort of, you know, that first year.
Yes, is that what
first,
it is?
First 2 years were awesome. I mean, that rookie year Zeke is... Is one of the
half shirt Zeke was crazy.
He
set records at OSU and stuff.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He carried. I mean that rookie, his rookie year with him and Dak. I mean, he took so much pressure off Dak.
Yeah,
you know, getting 1,600 yards. I mean, he was outstanding as that player. I mean, so I think in the grand scheme of thing of Cowboy all time great running backs, like we were talking about, probably third or fourth guy.
Okay,
when it comes to
Emmitt, Tony, yeah. Herschel.
Herschel might be, I don't know if I'd include Herschel in that. That I think DeMarco Murray had a really good career here.
He did.
He should, yeah. He yeah. Really, tell you what, he's a fantasy monster there for about 3-4 seasons.
Is Zeke above Mary and the Barbarian when it comes to just what he did for the Cowboys?
Dude, I'll tell you what.
I
Mary and the Barbarian has a more of a special place in my heart and soul than what Zeke ever did.
See, and that's kind of the and that's I guess that's what I'm getting at here.
Maybe the greatest 1 yard run of all time versus the Patriots when he's avoiding the safety and he's just breaking tackles all for 1 yard, but I think he covered like 70 yards of distance there. I mean, making sure he didn't get the safety.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's why I wanted to, you know, ask you guys that, because it just feels like, you know, okay, so they released him today, and, you know, the consensus was just kind of like, okay. Kind of like this just sigh. All right, well, all right.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. And just the letdown that he's been. I mean, it was just the bottom fell out.
What was that? I mean, but here's the thing. I don't blame Zeke for this. I mean, anybody with any chutzpah to him knew that. I mean, what would you expect out of Zeke this year?
Oh, this year, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
no, they thought a lot more. And this is where I wanted to ask Mike McCarthy this question at the end of it. I'm like, was Zeke forced on you?
Yeah.
And I think he might have been.
Oh, I think
Mike really wasn't interested in playing Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, and we're adopting the Brian Broaddus theory that's the reason why they won't play Trey Lance.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that don't like my theory.
I love it. I mean, it makes too much sense. Yeah. Because you're not, I mean, look, you got to bring one of the, I don't think you're bringing back Cooper and Trey Lance next year.
No.
So I think Cooper's about to get paid.
Yeah. Well, Fred, we're pulling for you, man. We really are.
Well, let's see. Let me look at my phone real quick, see if I got a message from him. Nope, haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen him yet. So
Blake Elliott, he going to do a no call, in here. No show for the final program, Fan After Dark in 2024? You'll find out next. Thank you to Lucius. Thank you to Carter Freeman. Thank you to Brian Broaddus. I'm Eric Chiafalo. That'll do it for the G-Bag Nation in 2024. Dawson and Wolchuk back on Thursday. Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's getting wild tonight?